USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Georgia Special Grand Jury's report on the investigation into former President Trump has been released to the public. The report discloses that the grand jury proposed charges against South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, as well as two former GOP Georgia senators and over a dozen others who ultimately weren't indicted. The Fulton County Grand Jury's determinations led to the indictment of Trump and 18 others on charges of felony racketeering and conspiracy. More than 1,000 lives have been lost and hundreds have been injured in the aftermath of an earthquake that rocked Morocco, according to the BBC's Charlotte Winfield.
There's reports that buildings in Marrakesh's old city have been destroyed, and one family was trapped in the rubble of a collapsed house.
The nation's interior ministry revised the death toll Saturday following the 6.8 magnitude tremor that struck on Friday night. It was the strongest earthquake to hit the North African country in over 100 years. The Biden administration overstepped its authority to censor COVID-19 content. That's according to a ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals.
In Friday's 75-page ruling, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans said the Biden administration ran afoul of the First Amendment in trying to pressure social media platforms over controversial content. It stated that the president, CDC, FBI, and Surgeon General cannot coerce the companies to remove content that it deems problematic. The ruling comes after a lawsuit filed in Louisiana accused the Biden administration of threatening Twitter and Facebook with antitrust lawsuits or changes to federal law that protect their liability and the silencing of conservative voices. The administration has 10 days to seek a review by the Supreme Court. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, has announced she's running for re-election. The California Democrat made her official announcement on Friday, confirming her intent to seek another term in 2024. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Property owners in Maui who were devastated by wildfires will soon be taken back to their homes to see what's left. Officials say the latest number of people missing from the fires is 66, with at least 115 confirmed dead. The IRS has announced new initiatives targeting some 1,600 multimillionaires who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. 75 large business partnerships are also being investigated for tax evasion. Commissioner Daniel Werfel says funding from the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act and artificial intelligence tools have helped point IRS resources in the right direction. Texas border buoys on the Rio Grande will stay in place for now.
President Biden's federal government lawsuit over Texas anti-migrant border buoys has been blocked and will continue to keep immigrants from crossing at Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. District Judge Ezra ordered the removal of the 1,000-foot string of buoys, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued an emergency stay. The New Orleans-based Tribunal of Judges did not give a reason why it granted the stay for Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the buoys are 100% effective in keeping immigrants from crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas. The appellate court has not yet set a date for a hearing. I'm Lance Pry.
A human skull was found at a Goodwill Center in Goodyear, Arizona. Law enforcement believe it's not related to any crime. It was found in a Goodwill donation box on Tuesday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.